Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up?
Boy, he's back.
That's right. What's going on?
I'll tell you what, it's a bit of an upset. This game isn't over yet, but it's a bit of an upset.
This is how Vegas wins. The betting public got absolutely hosed here today. Yeah.
And why?
Well, I mean,
did
look,
everybody bet against
the bets. The bets were in, and they were not in you being here today.
Vegas was an overwhelming favorite, but look, you're not out of the woods yet.
No,
I mean, we said that you are the Buffalo Bills, and Vegas is the Kansas City Chiefs. You played three quarters, but this game isn't over. You got 2 more days to go. We'll see what happens.
2 days.
2 days.
Maybe 3 or 4 days, but yeah. So I got to tell you,
yeah, come Monday, you get the.
Well, there was on the way out. You know, my wife and I, we took precautions, at least in the air spaces, you know.
Okay.
We masked up and everything. P1 Jim was there. I saw P1 Jim.
Oh, he's running around?
Well, he neglected to say hi, but I knew he was there.
Oh, okay.
So he can verify we were masked up.
Oh,
we did all the right things.
Wow.
But on the way down to Vegas, there was not much... In the way of, like, I don't know how often you pay attention to other people hacking up along on your flight, I do.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, you got to know where the projectile is coming from.
There is nothing worse than when you get the, how would you say, you get the spreader. It's rough going. You look over and you're like, what are we doing, man?
Well, let me tell you. So on the way down, we're masked up. We're doing great. We're, you know, taking all the precautions. And it was a really... quiet flight in terms of there weren't a lot of obviously sick people, you know, because you can tell.
Yeah.
You know. Well, on the way back, guess who we sit next to?
Talk to me, Goose. Was it Jerry O'Connell again?
No one famous.
No.
Oh, wasn't anybody famous?
Yeah, I thought we were going with a...
Where do you think this is going?
Well, I don't know.
What were we just talking about? Super Spreader is right.
Oh, Super Spreader.
Next to
I'm sorry, when you said who we're sitting next to, I instantly went to like
celebrity from Vegas. Yeah, like, yeah,
We're talking about Super Spreaders.
What the hell
is happening?
It's where my head went. We both were in the same, me and Buck were in the same space.
Well, you're both idiots. Hmm. But
that's true. I knew
that.
Yeah.
So this old lady sitting next to my poor bride.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Sick as a dog, and you can tell. And she, you know, here's the question I want to ask you guys.
It's no good.
Not masked.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
It's ridiculous.
Like, I get it. We've all been in that situation where if you're sick, you got to fly somewhere, you don't cancel your flight, you got to get there, whatever, I get that.
Yeah.
Put on a freaking mask.
Amen, man.
Freaking
man. And by the way, the worst thing that I've ever had happen to me on an airplane, I think, was I was next to Spreader. And the person they were sitting next to, she was turning her head away from the person that she was with. They were traveling together.
Yeah, right next. She was probably coughing right on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was sneezing, and she did the, like, kind of arm up a little bit, and she would turn her head, and I could feel it hitting me.
Mm.
And after about the second or third time, It's awkward. You're sitting there and like you don't want to cause a scene, but I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to sneeze on someone, sneeze on the person you know.
Or find a little kid.
Don't turn and sneeze on me.
Am I right, Buck?
Yeah, there you go.
No.
The person in front of you.
Oh, like, no.
Spread it that way.
So.
Well, look, so you're right. I am not out of the woods yet because this woman was right next to us. Now, again, we were masked up and we were, yeah, but there's only so much you could do. She was clearly having a rough go, you know, and everybody on the flight, like that flight. So the flight down, pretty quiet, couldn't really find the Super Spreader.
A little rowdy.
On the flight back, everyone was sick.
Well, it's because you're coming from Vegas.
I know.
And like we all know that eventually when the disease comes to kill us all, it's starting from Las Vegas.
There, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So
the Andromeda strain, the patient zero will be in Las Vegas.
I'm back. I made it. We had a good time. We did not win money. I know that's everyone's first question.
Yeah.
We haven't won money in like probably 17 trips in a row.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the experience.
Yeah, that's right. We have a great time. We went there for my wife's birthday. She had some nice spa time.
25 years old. She looks
25
amazing.
Nurse
nice. Doing it again.
And listen, the point is, she had a great time, and that's all I care
about. That's all that matters.
That's all I care about. So
and
here
pool
we are.
Time and drinking and...
Well, the pool was, I guess the pool was open, but it was kind of chilly.
Yeah, it's weird. If you go this time of the year, a lot of the pools are shut down.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Can we not have heated pools?
Yeah. Well, there was a pool open. I did see some dad bods out there.
Yeah.
But it was not...
out there showing off that Holiday 15? Like, check this out.
Well, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of conventions and stuff. You know,
sure.
People from other, like, really cold places.
Yeah.
And to them, it's probably like, oh, finally I get to take my shirt off.
It's a novelty regardless.
Are we, are we talking, like low 70s? Like
No. It was, like, mid-50s.
Oh, yeah, it's a little chilly.
It probably didn't even hit 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are people committed to the pool before they've got there and before they've looked at the forecast.
Exactly. Right. There were exactly two people out there. But I did see a lifeguard, so that means that it was open.
Yeah. The zinc nose up just in case that 52 degree sun gets you. We were down in, because I was in Arizona before you went to Vegas, and it was about, I want to say it was like low 60s. And then at night it would get down a bit, and you would see people from all over, and you could tell people were expecting warmer weather. I think there were a lot of people that were shocked.
Yeah.
It's
not 110 degrees in Scottsdale.
I think they just were like, hey, we're going to Arizona. It's going to be warm. And then you could tell that a lot of sweatshirts and jackets being bought at the convention. A little chilly on your way out the door once that sun goes down.
Well, I got to say, I didn't pack properly.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough cold layering.
Have the layers.
But that's good because... Well, it didn't matter, I should say, because we didn't go outside.
Yeah.
But one time.
There you go.
And that was it.
Well, the casino, I think that is the goal.
They don't let you out.
No. It's.
You're shackled.
Yeah, it's kind of a Squid Game sort of thing. They just keep you in there.
Keep sucking you in.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, it was a good time. I am really happy to be back, as far as you know. And I cannot wait for sports.
Well, we can do it. Sports, I want your hot Senior Bowl takes. I want your hot Justin Tucker being the next kicker for the Browns.
I do have Justin Tucker takes. I don't have anything on the Senior Bowl. I did hear Danny and Dusty, as I flipped them on my way back in, and they were talking about the Senior Bowl. I'm like, what?
Senior Bowl.
And the Shrine Game is on NFL Network today while we're on the air.
What's no one cares game? About the Shrine Game.
Well, there's two ducks in there. Jabbar Muhammad's there. Wait, and,
what's the difference between the Senior Bowl and the Shrine
Game? They're two totally different events.
What is the difference?
The Senior Bowl is just the better one.
Yeah,
so the top prospects get invited to the Senior Bowl.
I don't think Buck knew the difference.
Well, I know that there are two different games.
Well, I know, but I asked what the different ones. You're like, one's a Shrine Bowl, one's a Senior Bowl.
I mean, it's two different exhibitions.
It is two different exhibitions.
I know, but who's playing in them? College seniors?
So the Senior
People
Bowl,
leaving college.
The Senior Bowl is no longer just seniors. Anyone can get invited to this.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, it used to be for the seniors, but now there's so many underclassmen that now everyone. So the top players... in theory, quote, get invited to the Senior Bowl, which is in Mobile, Alabama.
Always has been, hasn't it?
Always has been. And then...
Dan Lanning was down there today.
Yeah, and then the East-West Shrine Game.
What's he doing?
Well, a lot of coaches go down there. It's kind of a... I don't know. It's kind of like just a gathering of the juggalos. Everyone goes down there.
It's like a mini combine almost.
Yes. So you get down there, all the leaders, and you talk to people, and you talk to coaches and the players. There's evaluators, and all the GMs are down there, and the
Maybe
scouts.
Maybe do some tampering.
Yeah.
Probably
do a little
tampering
down there. And then we get to like watch one individual clip of one-on-one, and everyone freaks out about it. And we're like, and then someone you've never heard of, and you're like, oh my God, it's the best player ever. I saw one rep. And then you go from there. And then the Shrine Bowl, I believe, is in one Arlington, Texas. And it's the same thing. It's just people invite them and you
but
go down
lesser
there.
Lesser players.
Yeah. It's people that are.
Don't tell that to Jabbar Muhammad, who's playing in the Shrine Bowl.
Well, why is he there and not in the Senior Bowl?
Well, because you can only invite so many people to these games, and there are people that fall through the cracks, but most of your top players, if you are considered a first or second day prospect, or one of, let's say, the top 10 at your position, more than likely you are going to be at the Shrine Game. Or not the, sorry. Oh,
the Senior Bowl.
The Reese's. Not PCs, but the Reese's Senior Bowl, as opposed to the.
So you're telling me that Jabbar Muhammad,
yes,
of the Ducks,
he should be the Senior Bowl,
was not good enough to make the Senior Bowl roster.
He was not invited. No,
but Jeffrey Bossa was. Jeffrey Bossa is.
Yes, Connolly Jr. is there. Dylan Gabriel's there, who, by the way, is getting very high marks.
And Tez Johnson's also drawing rave
Tez
reviews.
Tez Johnson might be one of the three or four people that has helped himself the most. At the Reese's PC's Senior Bowl. People are loving him.
Meanwhile, Trayshawn Holden, along with Jabbar Muhammad, at the Shrine Bowl today, 5 o'clock, NFL Network.
Yes.
So we're at that time of year.
Hey, do you want to bet on the Pro Bowl dodgeball today? Because we could do that, too.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I sent it to your DM.
Please, according to J.J. Watt, it is now the Participation Bowl.
Okay.
Well,
wait, they have dodgeball in it, though?
Well, it's no longer a game.
That's pretty fun.
They don't play a game. They play games.
Do they play pickleball?
I don't know, but they do play dodgeball. But all you need to know is that Drake May is a Pro Bowler.
And Russell Wilson.
And
they both
Russell
got
Wilson.
Selected to the Pro Bowl.
It's like,
after eight guys dropped out?
Correct. Yes. That is it's a bit rough.
So, who's the best player at the Participation Bowl?
Oh, I'm sure
Or the Participation Games, is that what he called it?
Yeah, it's the Pro Bowl. It's just the Participation Pro Bowl. I don't know. I mean, there's still all the best players that are there. If you're not playing in the Super Bowl or you haven't decided that you
So Josh Allen is going to go to it?
So he's the reason that Drake May is in. Josh Allen apparently broke his hand one of the last plays of the first half of that championship game.
Wow.
Oh no!
Yeah. So I mean, if you didn't make the playoffs or you got eliminated early, you'll go down there and hang out and just.
So they went from Josh Allen down straight to Drake May. They were like, you know what? The other guys will probably.
Allen and Lamar dropped out, and then Russell Wilson and Drake May were the next two.
Yeah. See, Lamar gets it. He's like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out.
Joe Burrow will be down there at the Pro Bowl. Jamar Chase will be down there at the Pro Bowl.
Burrow. Yeah. Good. Yeah. All right. And that's.
We haven't even started to talk about the Hula Bowl yet. I mean.
Now, what's that one? Wait, is the Pro Bowl in the Pro Bowl games? Are they in New Orleans, the site of the super big game?
I thought it was Florida. Did they move it to?
I thought they went back to Hawaii because people complained that it wasn't in Hawaii anymore.
And the Hula Bowl?
That's another college all-star game.
Of course it is. Because after all of this Shriners Senior Bowl talk.
Yeah.
We needed a third game?
Pro Bowl back in Orlando.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was back in Florida.
Orlando,
So you got the Pro Bowl participation, you got the Reese's Senior Bowl. I don't know what the East-West Shrine Game is. I don't know what their presenting sponsor is.
Well, is it for No, I don't know.
You guys know nothing.
I do.
Well, actually, you know somethings. Buck knows nothings.
Hey.
On this topic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to his blog for...
It is not. It's just the East-West. It's just the East-West. Well, it's the Shrine. So I guess it's the Shriners. Yeah, it's just the East-West.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it was the Shriners, but then I didn't want to be like, no, that's not the same thing, you idiot.
Well, it is the Shrine. I just thought they might have had a presenting sponsor, because hey, most things do. But
I have a fun fact on this. Yeah. I can add something to this.
What do you got?
The Hula Bowl
mm-hmm.
that you were just talking about?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's probably in Hawaii.
Wrong!
It's not.
It's not.
Do you want to know where it is?
I do know where it is. But yeah, the Hula Bowl used to be...
Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, the Hula Bowl used to be in Hawaii in the Aloha Stadium, but it's...
So yeah. The Pro Bowl's in Orlando, the Hula Bowl's in Orlando, and the Orlando Bowl is in Honolulu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, have you been to the... One, I think they're renovating Aloha Stadium, and I don't know if you saw it before they renovated it, but...
Well, we were there.
It's... The
you
worst,
and I, you and yeah. I visited there many times.
It's the worst stadium in America.
Yeah.
So they can't,
yeah, it is.
You know. But the Hula Boy
America,
Hula Boy, a nice little Hawaiian grill place in Vancouver. The Hula Bowl is the first one. It's that happened like 2-3 weeks ago. That happened like right at the beginning of January.
It did, because I went to their website, and it says 344 days, 20 hours, 46 minutes, and 6 seconds to game day. Yeah. I was like, well, wait a minute.
And I hate to say that this is the one, the Hula Boy, Hula Bowl.
You got Hula Boys on your mind.
Well, it's a delicious, they make a Korean spicy chicken, and they make a dynamite sauce. Good kimchi, a lot of good stuff happening over there. Yeah, the Hula Bowl, people don't really pay attention to it. It's for the kids that to kind of fall through the cracks, and you know, it's the lesser. So it tears up, right? Like it, you know, Hula, Shrine, Senior Bowl.
Okay, great. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. I don't care about any of it.
Yeah, one of the quarterbacks there was named Jameson Wang from Cornell. That's
I kind of wanted to see the Wang.
Yeah, well, you got the Wong. Well, no, it is Wang. Yeah, Jameson Wang. So does that say something that the starting quarterback was Jameson Wang from Cornell? Does that let you know where the Hula
Is that
Bowl?
Due to 8 opt-outs?
No, I just think that...
Or was he honored?
People don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of guys from Kent State, Townsend.
Well, and also when you have 2 other games already, the talent's kind of picked over.
Yeah. And by the way, these are the standouts from the bowl game. These are the people that really made an impact.
Do we need this?
What do you mean?
Okay, let's go.
Do we need it?
Yeah, I was wondering if this last game on the tiers list.
You're
might not
getting
be...
any more standouts from the Hula Bowl.
I thought you were just about to. You were sounding as if you were going to.
No. You got Wang, and that's all you got.
I want the standout.
No, you got Wang. That's it. No,
I think the people.
No.
Need this.
No, they got Wang. That's it. You don't get any more standouts. Not with that attitude.
Yeah. Well. It's good to be back. I like this time of year where there's nothing to talk about.
Well, we do have we do have the Super Bowl.
I know, but we got an extra week, so we don't need to talk about that till next week.
Yeah,
but
we've talked about it a bunch.
Somebody always steps in it.
Well,
and in this case, it's somebody you probably didn't have on your bingo card, the great Justin Tucker.
No, I'm not going to say it's quite Bill Cosby, like what, but. Of all the NFL players that were going to run afoul of some more masseuses.
Totally.
Oh, the opera singing. Yeah, the opera singing Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. Was it on your list?
I did not have that one.
Now, there is something untrustworthy about how he looks. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Really?
Don't you think? He looks a little.
Really?
Well, it's like, was it you or Buck that says that Ludwig Oberg is a serial killer? Is that you?
That's me.
Yeah. I have that feeling a little bit about Justin Tucker.
Showed you. Do you remember the interview coming off the bye week that he looked all kind of wide-eyed and, like, squirrely? Like, there's just a...
Boy.
There's a little vibe about him.
I can't say that I've ever thought about that, but I just worked a quick Google image, and I'm not going to lie. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
He's pretty untrustworthy looking.
Yeah. You're right. It's the same thing about my fellow Swede.
It's the eyes.
It's in the eyes. Yeah. It just... seems a little untrustworthy.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he is, you believe reports.
Well, there's 6 and possibly a 7th. Now, it has not reached Deshaun, who I think had like 20-something.
I think he got to 30-something.
7th's not good. Like 1 or 2, you're like, 7's, it's... Oh, wait, and by the way, there's a tweet.
Yeah.
There are 2 tweets now I've seen.
Can we... Hold on.
There's
we'll
a
get
lot
you.
Happening.
Yes, we'll get... That's where we're going to start. But
what an exciting time.
Take anything away from... Justin Tucker's accusers that there's only six of them?
Seven. One hasn't come forward
yet. Only?
Only seven.
Well, did Deshaun get banned from any of the spas? Because we know that Tucker's been banned from two.
Well, that's not what he says.
Well, and here's the thing. Deshaun wasn't going to spas.
That's right. They were in-house calls or?
In-house calls. Yeah. So
house calls, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a new twist on an old story. But I feel like he'll be kicking for the Browns next year.
Who wore it better, I guess, is the name of the segment.
Pretty much.
Coming up next on The Fan. Cheers! All right. Well, it's nice to be back. Big Odyssey news. I come back. Was that today or yesterday that we had the announcement of a new fearless leader, like a head cheese?
Well, yesterday we found out that our fearless leader was stepping aside, and then today I think we got the new fearless leader. Although it's only a temporary fearless leader until we get a new permanent fearless leader.
Finally, some estrogen at the top of this company.
It's about time. About time.
Get rid of that toxic masculinity up there.
I'm hoping for some more toxic masculinity. Let's go.
Well, anyway,
that seems to be the trend.
Odyssey has a new corporate CEO, so whatever that means.
It's not.
But much bigger news, and this did not was not deserving of a press release, but to me, it's a big deal because we've talked about it here on the program. The listeners might want to know that the new water cooler next to the studio has been installed.
I was kind of shocked. In fact, when I came in today and I saw the box, I was like, son of a gun.
I got
You got it done.
Yep.
You're like
and this
the Rosa,
is for all of us.
You're like the Rosa Parks
That's right.
of water coolers here at Odyssey.
That's right.
How many years have you, like, it's been like, what, two and a half years since you've been bitching about this?
Ever since we moved into this building.
Yeah, it's been a couple years.
The short story there is that when we moved in here, they spent tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands, on outfitting this new space for us. Meanwhile, they neglected to ask anyone who's actually going to work here what might be practical to put in.
No.
They didn't ask us one thing.
No. We did get a lot of chairs.
Yeah, as if there's 155 people working here. There are seven.
Yeah, well, each one of us. You got to admit, when you want to sit.
You can sit.
You have your choices. Yeah, yeah. It's overwhelming to me. I don't really know where to sit, but you
know. But look, if you want a microcosm of why our CEO had to step down, it's that, okay?
Cheers.
This is how they operate.
Yeah, I understand.
So I've been griping the whole time about, hey, listen, it takes me forever to go pee and go fill up my water bottle way on the other side of the building.
Yeah.
This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. Before I come back in to start a new Seggy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, why not just a little water cooler right outside the stewed here? And of course, what it took was Kim being forced out.
Yeah. Maybe because of the water cooler issue.
I think that's right. I
mean, you do carry a lot of cheese around here.
And a fan, former fan sales guy, now new GM, Ryan Cooley, actually listening to what the fan hosts want.
Look,
so
can we
thank you, Dr. Cooley.
Now, I'm going to extrapolate this. Essentially, is Ryan Cooley now your puppet?
No, I just think he respects a small ask. From a fine, long-standing employee.
Find it a little suspect that all of a sudden...
You know who's really running Odyssey.
Cooley's in charge, you're in Vegas, and now we have water coolers? Okay.
And you know what else?
Convenient.
Luke Anderson, you know Luke?
I'm familiar.
From sales.
Yeah. And, you know, and weekend programming.
That's right, Sinner and Saint. He brought up a good point. He said, you know, Cooley, I know Isaac gets attached to the water cooler bit.
Yeah.
But... He was really thankful because he said, you know, I don't know if you know this, Ryan, but on weekends, breaks are shorter.
Oh, even tougher.
Well, look, which is a great point.
This is why, again, you're the Rosa Parks of water coolers. Everyone is standing on the shoulders of giants at this point.
We did it.
Now, when will you be getting the portable urinal in the studio as well?
That would be smelly. Although I'm hearing tales that someone was puking while I was gone in the studio.
Yeah,
like,
Schultzy.
What is happening?
Well, not in the studio, in the control room.
Yeah.
Well, in a studio.
Schultz, well, not in your space, though. No, that's a big difference.
Schultz threw up three times before he tapped out.
Mid-hot five and five.
Mid-hot five
that's
and five. That's
unbelievable.
Eight. Three projectile vomits.
Unbelievable.
You want to talk about dedication.
But why?
I don't know. And that's what I told him.
There are no heroes in radio.
No, that's what I told him. But there is. This is like how...
Like if you're Michael Jordan, that's one thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have Will Klondike Ortner, who comes in and sleeps here so that he can... like do morning programming during ice storms. Schultz's vomiting I remember once he tried to come in the middle of a family, like, medical crisis. He was like, guys, I may be 5 minutes late. We had to tell him, no, you're not. Go and stay home. That the amount of dedication from the youth, it's kids, unbelievable. They're like, they're the real go-getters.
Well, I don't think Schultz is a Gen Zer, but I know Will is.
Yeah.
And perhaps this is all great news for Gen Z. I mean,
well, like, I know we all bag kids, on the work ethic, takes. But those sons of bitches, I'm telling you, they're out there. They're
doing
out
what
there
it takes.
Grinding their face off.
Doing what it takes.
Look, if the bomb ever drops, or I guess it'd be like the earthquake, this station will survive because
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Well, now we've blown through another seggy.
It'll be Jordan Schultz, mm-hmm. Klondike Will Ortner, and you know whose time it will be to shine more than anyone else's, who's waiting for the moment the disaster hits and they finally rise to the cream of the crop.
Here at the Fan?
Here at the Fan. One man and one man only.
Jake?
Oh, come on now. Who's the longest person?
Oh.
Yeah.
Jason Swigart.
Jason Swigart.
The great Jason Swigart.
Jason Swigart.
Come on, everybody.
There is nothing that would keep Jason Swigart from these airwaves.
Here's
nothing.
The situation.
He will find a way to take a hot air balloon here during the middle of a crisis to make sure that people get their radio. Mm. And it will probably be a lot of UP basketball talk.
It's over.
Hey, he gave me a hot tip. Well, I shouldn't say that. Never mind.
He gave you the hot tip?
Nothing.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Retract that from the record, please.
You can't. He's giving you hot tips.
Well, sometimes I check in with him on, you know, the state of affairs at UP.
I don't think you're
probably
allowed.
Just don't call it a hot tip. Like, he had some great analysis of UP basketball.
I was just like, hey, what's going on with the team?
You'll be really careful there, Indiana, Alabama Jones over there. What
just
are you
call
doing?
Me Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Jonte Porter.
All right. Well,
we've done nothing.
Well, it's that time of year. Mm-hmm. And we spent a segment on the Shrine Bowl.
To be fair, there's nothing to do.
That's right.
Valid point.
We have plenty of time.
Want to talk about my Red Wings?
Until August.
It's a lot. Hey, Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl.
I already put my money on it.
We tread water. Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I did too.
I don't have the balls to do it.
Why not?
Because I can't bet on the Chiefs. I just can't.
Why not?
Why?
Because I loathe them.
You don't
at
like
this
money?
Point. I need them to be done. And I feel in my gut that I want to believe in the Eagles. And I can't do it. I'm paralyzed with fear.
You think the Eagles should but won't.
Yes.
They're not going to win.
They should.
But they're not.
But they won't.
Which exactly. is why Isaac and I are betting
That's
the Chiefs.
Right.
You should too.
We're not stupid.
Yeah, but here's
it
the problem.
Sad.
I need to have some hope. I need to believe that my national nightmare will end and the Chiefs will be slayed. How can I do that if I have money on them?
There might be some skin there.
Yeah. I have no choice. I don't think I can bet this.
El Trevador.
Prop bets. Absolutely.
Prop bets.
It's the only way to go.
All right. Well, we will have time to talk Super Bowl, but let's talk about the NFL's newest Deshaun Watson, Justin Tucker.
Boy, who had that on the bingo card?
What did he do? Yeah. We will tell you, well, what he's accused of doing next. Here's Buck.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, finally, talk of shortening the NBA season. But first, we have some sad news, some inappropriate behavior news.
Yeah.
This will be a little uncomfortable for some of you.
Yeah. But I would like to point out that if you allowed a kicker to be some sort of role model or hero for you, you have larger issues going on than being let down.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you saw who was trending after this news popped today?
There was a lot of... The internet loves memes, and a lot of Deshaun Watson and Justin Tucker memes. Who else was trending?
Harrison Butker.
Oh. Well, saying that you know, my kicker would never do that.
Right. Yeah. It's like the...
And by the way, be careful with that. Be careful with my guy would never do that.
Well, there's a lot of people hitching their wagon to Harrison Butker.
Well, just saying.
But at least for today. It is not him that we will discuss.
No. Be careful with the over-religious guy. Just saying.
With the masseuses. Is it masseuses? Is that the right?
Yeah, I think it would be...
Masseurs? Masseuses?
Ooh, masseurs. Masseuses.
What's plural for...
I don't know.
When you have a gaggle of masseuses.
Masseuse. Yeah, that's it.
Masseuse.
No, I just made that
masseuses. How about just...
what do they call a group of massage therapists?
I think they call those people... I guess that would be... Oh, that's not a plaintiff. What's the other side?
Defendant?
The accusers.
The accusers. Yeah. That's right. Well, they are accusing Justin Tucker, the kicker of the Ravens, of inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
Here's the deets. Four high-end Baltimore spas. These allegations are coming from the years 2012 to 2016, which is right when he first got to town there.
Yeah, when I heard spas... how lowbrow I am. I assumed we were talking like 82nd Avenue, the
like Robert
massage Kraft. Parlors.
Yeah, I thought we were talking more like the High Orient flower type places that Robert Kraft was into.
No, these are high end.
No, these are like legit spas.
Yeah. So six massage therapists are claiming that Justin Tucker exposed his wiener, brushed them with his exposed schwanz.
Yeah.
And even left remnants of his DNA, if you know what I mean, on the massage table after there were three separate occasions of that.
Yeah, when they would come back in to clean up the sheets, there were...
We get it.
Yeah. But not while they were present, so I guess that's one better than what Deshaun Watson had going on.
Two of the spas banned him. Several therapists said that they ended sessions early or refused to see him again. All of this right when he arrived in Baltimore as a rookie. He has since cultivated... quite the stellar public reputation there. I mean, he's like, he does a lot in the community there, and he has a sparkling reputation.
Yes, he does.
But this was right when he first got there. So this is from something called the Baltimore Banner, which I don't even know what that is. But I would assume
it's some sort of publication.
Their Willamette Week.
Never heard of it.
I believe it's called the Willametta.
That's right.
They contacted various massage therapists, and none of them knew each other, but they all described similar things.
Yeah, one of the reporters said that there was some rumors going around, and they started digging into it. So I guess this had been kind of one of those, you know, but no one really openly talks about it. At least that's kind of the way it's being portrayed.
So five of the six said he asked the therapist to massage his inner thigh or his pelvic region, as it were.
That was a Deshaun Watson move as well. The old, I carry a lot of tension in my inner thigh.
All while he was fully, you know.
Well, they said that. So if you've ever had... like body work done where you like when you're an athlete, you do get your groin worked on sometimes. And
that's what the lawyer said.
Yeah. And the massage therapist, if you have a good one, they really do a nice job of swaddling you before they go digging around.
I learned that's called the diaper drape.
Yes. And so everything is tucked and, you know.
They do that because they're grinding pretty hard on the athlete's pelvis.
And I will tell you, there is actually nothing that is less erotic than a real massage therapist digging around in your groin. It is brutal. And so Justin Tucker is claiming that you move around when people are digging around in there.
He had a little wiggle.
Yes. And the massage therapist is like, they all said, look, we know that people move, which is why we swaddle. They're saying this is an intentional wiggle. This is, hold on, let me free this up. And by the way,
excuse me.
Yeah, they're like, we're not idiots. We know when it's on purpose and it's not.
There's zero chance that, oops, it accidentally came out. Let me rub it against you.
And again, six of them.
Yes.
Which is no Deshaun Watson, but still, six is a lot. One therapist said she had to put a heavy pad over his junk.
Yeah, she put a heating pad on
in order to keep him non-exposed.
The other one said that she just dug her elbow in to end it because, if you are getting a wiggle, yeah, a nice little elbow there to the inner thigh will stop any sort of sexual advance.
His lawyer is saying that athletes often shift during massages, yes, due to the uncomfortable work, and it's the therapist that usually adjusts the coverings. That's where the term diaper drape, yes, came in, but he would wiggle out of that too. One other element here that you should know, and they did bury this a little lower in the story, so if you read the story and then got the gist and moved on, in there it does say they contacted several massage therapists who reported positive experiences with Tucker.
Yes.
So there are those who said, I've worked on him and he was nothing but professional.
That was the same thing with Deshaun Watson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson had a handful of people that said they had worked with him. And look, the one difference here, one besides the sheer numbers, Deshaun Watson was hiring people off Instagram that weren't even massage therapists. Deshaun Watson was hiring, in some cases, professionals. Justin Tucker was at legitimate high-end spa places. So I guess that would, to me, is the one difference here. But if you got six and then they said there's a seventh that hasn't really come forward yet, but they've confirmed, you know, I'm innocent until proven guilty, but boy, that seems like an awful lot in coincidence. And there has been two tweets from 4 and 5 years ago that have both come to light where people in the Baltimore area that I guess were, community figures.
Yeah, somehow connected to enough people. They just said, yes, hey, I heard something.
Yeah, that both said, wait till this comes out, Justin Tucker is done. Have heard multiple sources, he's banned from massage parlors. So there is two tweets from several years ago.
Yeah, 2021, I think, is when they're from.
That at least someone out there, two people said, hey, I've heard of this.
Well, look, does anyone not believe this? I mean, come on.
It's when you get seven people, yeah.
And they're all saying, and by the way, I think it's important to note, and I said this a second ago, but let's reiterate, they talk to all these massage therapists. None of them knew each other.
No, it was all independent.
But they all
had the same story.
Had roughly the same story.
What are the chances that they fabricated similar fictitious stories?
And so now, I mean, there are going to be people that say, okay, well, they've got an attorney has gotten together and wrangled them up. But this was an independent investigation because rumors were out there. Look, I find it very, very hard to believe that seven ladies that didn't know each other all had the same story. And there were rumors about it from 4 years ago where people were talking about it on internet. Also, too, all of a sudden he had like the worst season of his career. He knew this was coming. He said the newspaper did contact him and didn't really give him a chance to respond. It just kind of feels like one of those, there's a lot of smoke for there not to be any fire.
Yeah, in there it talks about how the women never came forward. There were a lot of them were scared because he was famous. Yep. They knew his reputation in town. The statute of limitations had run out on any sort of criminal charges or anything, so that didn't happen. And a lot of them, you know, as you know with these situations, they just want it to go away.
Well, and this is what Tucker's attorney said. He said these allegations are impossible to prove, which is why I think a lot of the women say they don't want to come forward because they are impossible to prove. It is a...
And they'll be dragged through the mud.
Yeah. So and a lot of Ravens fans will sit there and just like Browns fans and make jokes about it and claim that women are money-grubbing, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And that's why they didn't want to come forward. Yeah. So that's why only now... Imagine a massage therapist sitting at, like, you know, the front desk of a spa, and in walks Robert Kraft, Deshaun Watson, and Justin Tucker.
Oh my gosh, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hand in hand.
Just roaming on in there.
And I assume this was drafted for the Super Bowl in the event that the Ravens made the Super Bowl. Like, you know how these...
That would be my guess.
These things work.
They time it out.
If the Ravens got to the Super Bowl, this would be a huge distraction for them.
Yep. Well, yeah, look, the story of the timing coming out today would be right in the middle of that path.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I think they did this no matter what. It's just that Baltimore, or they were going to release it then no matter what. It's just that Baltimore didn't make the Super Bowl.
I just love in the statement, like, it's so carefully worded. They're not saying that his wean didn't come out and touch anyone. They're just saying, hey, sometimes a wean come out. And if she doesn't tuck it back in, remember he said it's up to the massage therapist to massage the sheets. So if my penis flops out during the massage, not my fault, and that's up to you to put it away. I mean, my goodness. The insulting nature of some of the statements when people craft these things, it's like, who is in charge of your PR? Like, you just...
And also, who's in charge of your penis? Your client is, not the massage therapist. Yeah.
Look, I have...
That is a fair point.
It is a fair point. I've had plenty of massages down in whether you're having to do groin or thigh or hip work. And let me tell you something. You know when the swaddle or the diaper has started to loosen up a little bit. You are well aware. And so either you or the massage therapist retucks. It just, it's just not that hard.
I'm guessing nothing will come of this, but it is a thing. And Justin Tucker right now is on the defense.
Well,
he issued a big statement, which I'd read to you, but you can go find it.
Exactly. He's doing
it's not even fluff. He's kind of gone the I'm the victim type of route with just the unfair journalism and, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah. I'm not saying anyone's guilty, but
I am.
I'm not a court of law, and I can cast my opinion, and you're a creep.
Don't put me on the jury.
One other difference between him and Deshaun Watson, he's got a wife and a kid. Deshaun Watson did not.
And he sings opera.
Does it look, I don't care if you have a wife or kid or not.
And he's white.
big point
there. I'm sorry, this will matter.
Yeah.
How he's treated versus how Deshaun Watson is treated.
Look, if you are whipping out your business, if you're whipping out your place kicker and the holder isn't involved, I don't care. You're just a piece of crap. You are absolutely a piece of crap. It blows my mind because here's the thing. And it sounds like Deshaun Watson did this a bunch of times. Look, you're Justin Tucker and you're Deshaun Watson. There's plenty of people that will hold the ball for you while you kick it. And voluntarily,
you don't even have to pay.
No, and voluntarily, or there's plenty of people that you can pay. That's a well known thing. That's a kind of an old profession there. So the fact that your whole kink is that you want someone that is unprepared or doesn't want to hold the ball for you while you kick it, that just means you're a creep. It means you're a predator. It means you're a son of a bitch, allegedly.
All right, a segment. We have to get into the NBA, possibly shortening the NBA season in a...
Are you the only one that thinks this is a great idea?
Roundabout way. Well, no, I have long advocated for shortening the NBA season.
Yeah.
I do not advocate for shortening the NBA season this way.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. But we also have a segment called Social Media Today. We have shirtless smoking Dan Campbell.
What?
Yes. You haven't seen this yet?
Why haven't I?
Take off your shirt and throw me.
What?
Check it out.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty dreamy, man.
Check it out.
Hold on,
check it out.
I may need a moment.
We'll be right back with that on The Fan. Now for a short segment titled Social Media Today. Did you catch the Dan Campbell shirtless smoking photo?
I just did, and I may have to go have a cigarette of my own. That's my coach. That's my quarterback. That's
How
my
great
coach.
Is that photo?
Dan Campbell and Holly back in the day. Oh, that's his wife, 26 so that's years later.
So there's a photo that emerged, I think, from Holly's Instagram.
Yeah.
Where she's posting all these old photos of hot Dan.
Yeah, it's their 26th anniversary, and she took a photo when they first got together.
And she posted it on her gram, and it's gone viral. It's Dan Campbell, no shirt, got his arm around his future bride there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a dart hanging out of his mouth, and his hair is... down past his shoulders.
That's fantastic.
And he looks like a god.
Did you also notice it looks like he's got the cigarette pack in his waistband?
Yes, that does appear that does appear to be a pack of Cools or whatever he's got.
Those Marb Lights or something.
I mean,
some wraparounds up
he
on
can
that
get Fabio around here. He's like,
yes, it is Fabio-esque.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Dude.
He's hot.
Is there Dan Campbell? Once again, I would like to point out that I would make sweet, sweet football love with Dan Campbell. I mean, he is everything you could want in your head coach. He's fantastic.
Well, he needs to bring that hair back.
He had it when he was a coach, but I think when he became a head coach, he had to.
Well, he didn't have to.
I think they make you kind of.
Well, maybe, but he's Dan Campbell. Now he can
he could grow it back.
He can throw his foot up on the desk and be like, hey.
I think his agent, when he was a tight ends coach and like working his way up the ladder, I think one of the things his agent was like, hey, man, if you're interviewing for jobs, we probably need to take a trim here.
So we need three things from him moving forward. One, we need him to grow his hair out.
Yeah.
Two, we need him to start smoking on the sideline. A la Jim Leland. And three, we need him to do something with that goatee.
Yeah.
It's not working.
No. Can we all admit, and sorry if anyone here at The Fan has a goatee. And look, I think at some point we've all grown the goatee. Probably needs to go by the wayside. Like, it's a little rough.
Yeah, it's not really working.
Yeah.
These days for many people. I can't think of anyone who has one that, you know, it's like, wow, that looks great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of dated.
It is. It's like if you had a soul patch now, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
And maybe it's all cyclical, it'll come back.
Will it?
It will. Everything comes back at one point. The big JNCO jeans are coming back, for God's sakes. It'll come back. I'm waiting for that 8-ball leather jacket to come back so I can break mine out. But yeah, for right now, we probably should do something about the goatee. Just grow a nice beard, Dan. Just grow a nice beard.
Yeah, I've only just now seen the cigarettes in the waistband portion of the photo.
It really is.
It's great.
It's the Where's Waldo of that photo. And can we also point out the fact that Holly, bringing some heat as well.
Yeah.
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 That's a good couple, right?
They appear
there.
To be. Do they? Are they at the Eiffel Tower? Where are they?
They can't be at the Eiffel Tower.
Well, I guess you can't be sure.
He's shirtless, smoking a dart at the Eiffel Tower.
Are they at a pool? Maybe they're at a pool.
Hey, Viva La France!
Yeah, they're.
Oh, they're probably at a pool.
Yeah, they're at some sort
in
of.
They're probably at the Paris.
It was something along those lines. I'll tell you what, if he is shirtless and she is in a bikini at the Eiffel Tower.
Maybe Hawaii Pro Bowl?
Love affair for Dan Campbell just went up that much more. No, I'm guessing they were probably in college and Dan never made a Pro Bowl.
Ah.
He was a blocking tight end with a big elbow brace.
Well, one other element of social media today we'll have to get to next. She is back. And then we'll talk about the NBA. Adam Silver, floating ideas. That's next on The Fan.